In Acts chapter 2, the Spirit of God came in a very powerful way. The Apostle Peter stood up and with great boldness preached Christ Jesus. And there were those that heard the gospel proclaimed that felt great sorrow over their sin. And they cried out, "What shall we do?" And Peter said, "Repent and follow Jesus Christ." Now read verse 41 of Acts chapter 2.
Acts 2:41 and 42.
Who was baptized? Those that gladly received the word. These were people that God had made alive. That rejoiced in the good news of Jesus Christ. They received the word with joy and delight. And they responded to the gospel in obedience. They repented of their false ideas of God. They desired to confess Jesus Christ as Lord. And on this particular day, 3,000 were added unto the church. Jesus Christ Christ had already established his church in the earth. During his own ministry, those that followed him, like Peter and John, now we find where there are those that are added to that small body of believers. This is how God builds the church. It is through the ministry of the Word. As we go forth preaching and testifying of Christ Jesus, there are those that hear the message and respond in faith. Respond in obedience with baptism. Now notice how this body of believers continue to serve God. Verse 42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They continued to follow the apostles' teaching. We as a church have that responsibility today. We are to adhere to apostolic teaching. And we have apostolic teaching in the Bible. The apostles and their companions are the ones that pin down the words in the New Testament Scripture. The word of God teaches us what we are to believe. It teaches us how we are to worship. There is a prescribed manner of worship in the Word of God. There is the preaching of God's Word. Prayers that are offered up unto the Lord. And the singing of hymns and spiritual songs. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. We find in the book of Revelation that when a church walks contrary to the apostles' doctrine, when a church fails to repent of error, God removes the candlestick or the light, and that body no longer has the right to be called a church. We do not have the right to pick and choose what we want to believe. We don't have the right to pick what we want to believe. We search the Scriptures to make sure what we believe harmonizes with the Bible. With the Apostles' doctrine. They also continued in fellowship. We see how the church body is linked and joined together. When we follow Jesus Christ in baptism, we're submitting to the authority of Christ by submitting our lives one to another. That is what fellowship is. Having fellowship is praying one for another. Loving one another. Exhorting one another. And even rebuking one another in love. They continued in the apostles' doctrine. Fellowship. And in the breaking of bread. Here he is probably speaking of the Lord's Supper. While we do enjoy getting together and having a common meal, Paul is talking about the Lord's Supper that Christ established. The communion service that represents the death of Jesus Christ. The unleavened bread that represents his body that was broken. And the wine that represents his blood. The Church of Jesus Christ has a responsibility to partake of the Lord's Supper. And they also continue steadfastly in prayers. As you read through the book of Acts, you'll find the early church was constantly praying together. In Acts chapter 1, there were about 120 souls that gathered together to pray. And we find after they had prayed, the Spirit of God came in great power. On one occasion, the Apostle Peter was placed in prison for his faith. So the church members got together and prayed for his release. And God sent an angel and opened up the prison doors. And when Peter walked out of prison, he wondered where his brethren were. And he knew his brethren well enough to know that they would be joined together in prayer for him. And he went to where they were. The early church continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. In fellowship, the breaking of bread, and in prayer. And notice the result in verse 47. Read verse 47.
Acts 2:47.
Yes. The early church was praising God. And their lives have been transformed by the message of grace. So that the people favored them. And notice the Lord added to the church. Remember the promise of Jesus, I will build my church. gates of hell shall not prevail. And Satan will not destroy the church. Well, here Christ is building His church. And He's using the ministry to build it. Now turn over to Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, we have a preacher named Philip. And the Lord directed him to travel toward the south.
What?
And the Lord directed him unto Gaza. And as he was traveling along under the leadership of the Spirit of God, there was an Ethiopian returning from Jerusalem. He had been there to worship God. He was a man that had faith in the true God. He was a man who had faith in God. But his knowledge was limited. The gospel is for the purpose of giving us knowledge. And this man was sitting in a chariot reading the Bible. And the Spirit of God told Philip to go and preach to him. And he went to where the eunuch was. And he preached Jesus Christ. He preached from Isaiah 53. And as they traveled along, the eunuch said, "Here is water. What stops me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, you may be baptized." And they stopped the chariot. And they went down into the water. And Philip baptized the eunuch. And they came up out of the water. Philip baptized or immersed the eunuch in water. Philip baptized or immersed the eunuch in water. Why is it that we immerse or place a person fully under the water in baptism? Because it's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Baptism is a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. They went down into the water. Because he was going to be immersed in water. Here we find something very important about baptism. It is by immersion. By plunging one into water. By being submerged in water. And also, also that only believers are to be baptized. But notice how God is building His church. By calling the elect of God to join themselves together. Into a community of believers. Notice something else about the Church of Jesus Christ. It is a group of baptized believers submitting themselves to the authority of Christ. And in Ephesians chapter 1, read verses
22 and 23.
Did you see who Paul said the head of the church is? The head of the church is Jesus Christ. The head speaks of authority and power. The one that controls and guides. Yes, God gives pastors to lead the flock. But they are under the authority of Christ, as is all the church. Christ is the one that we submit our lives unto. The church is not controlled by men. Christ has not made a man the head of the church. Christ is the head of the church. We find in the New Testament there were men that tried to be the head of the church. They tried to control the church. They said, "You listen to me and me alone." But each local church is to be under the authority of Christ alone. We don't bow to men. We bow to Jesus Christ and Him alone. So we, as a church of Jesus Christ, we're a community of baptized believers submitting to the authority of Christ. Now turn over to 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse
15.
Here we find where Paul says the church of Jesus Christ.
Oh, is it?
1 Timothy 3:15.
Hopefully. Then again.
Tambay
Amen.
The Church of Jesus Christ is the pillar and ground of the truth. It supports truth. Christ has placed into the hands of the church a valuable treasure. And it is the truth of Jesus Christ. Now turn over to the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapters 2 and 3. You find where Jesus Christ speaks to His church. He speaks to every local assembly. He is the one that guides and leads each local church. Jesus speaks to seven distinct local bodies. Or seven local churches. Many of these churches had eras. And Christ was calling upon them to repent. And He would speak to each church and tell each local church to repent their sin. It's important that we recognize church authority. That each local church is responsible to obey Christ. That Christ is the head of the church. And when the church at Ephesus had a problem, Christ spoke to that church alone. He did not tell the church at Corinth to go and meddle in the affairs of the church at Ephesus. He did not tell the church at Corinth. To correct the problems at Ephesus. He told Ephesus to correct their problems. Each local church of Jesus Christ follows the leadership of Christ and the leadership of the local pastor. Turn back to Ephesians chapter 4. We find where Jesus Christ has given pastors and teachers to the local church. And the purpose is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Ephesians 4:12. He gave the responsibility to the pastors and teachers to teach the Word of God so that the church would come to maturity. And God gives to each local church a pastor. And the church is to follow the leadership of the pastor. As the pastor follows Jesus Christ. God does not call one man to control all churches. Christ is the head of the church. And each local church is to follow the leadership of Christ. Peter chapter 5. Peter says that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. And he said that Christ has given pastors to feed the church. How many pastors do we have here today?
Today, I'm the pastor around here, right?
So,
what is your job as a pastor? Being a pastor is a call from God. God calls us to preach His Word. He doesn't call us to be popular. He calls us to hardship. Following Jesus can be difficult. And if you're not willing to follow Jesus Christ and endure hardship, then I want you to close your Bible and leave. If you're not willing to suffer for Jesus, you need to close your Bible and leave. Because it's a very awesome privilege to serve Christ in this way. And we serve Christ by serving His people. By feeding the flock of God. Notice it's the flock of God. The church doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to Pastor Joseph. The church doesn't belong to any pastor here today. The church belongs to God. And we are servants of God. We're not called to try and rule the church according to our own will. Try and lead the church to see how much money we can make. It's not about money and it's not about power. It's about serving Jesus Christ. God said if you want to be great in His kingdom, then you become a servant. Pastors that aren't willing to serve, they don't need to be pastors. Pastors that want just money. We don't need them in the church of Jesus Christ. And feed the church of God. What do we feed the church of God? We feed the church the Word. And if a man of God isn't willing to study the Word of God, to prayerfully ask God for guidance and light, then he doesn't need to be a pastor. If you want to be a man of God that God will use, then you've got to spend much time on your knees in prayer. And you've got to spend hours reading this book and studying and begging God for light. Begging God for understanding. God doesn't call lazy men to the work of the ministry. He calls men who will labor day and night. To glorify the Lord. This is what a pastor is for. This is why God puts pastors in the church. And if a church has a pastor that will not study, that will not serve, that will not work, that church needs to get a new pastor. God blesses the church through the ministry. Ministers that are willing to serve. The greatest minister that ever lived was Jesus Christ. And he bowed down and washed the disciples' feet. We need pastors who will wash the disciples' feet. Who will labor and serve. Who seek not to honor themselves, but who seek not to honor themselves, but whose only goal is to honor Christ. The Church of Jesus Christ is a called out assembly. Baptized believers living in submission to God's Word. Under the headship of Jesus Christ. Who are seeking to glorify and honor the name of Christ. May the church in Cambodia be strong. And may you pastors take your job seriously. May you take your job as something that is extremely important in the eyes of God. Men that will be on their knees. Praying to God. Men who know this Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Men who are willing to serve God by serving His people. And when we have pastors like that, we'll have a strong witness in Cambodia. God bless you. Thank you.